Good morning. My blog for today is called Why I Care for Your Cat's Teeth, and this is part two, and I've put a link here just in case you missed part one. And to continue, there might be something caught in his teeth, like a piece of string or a rubber band or wool or bones or anything that he's tried to eat and hasn't quite finished doing so. Again, do not attempt to be a DIY person. Your pet needs special treatment, expensive though it may be. He needs to be seen by a vet to remove such things from his mouth. You could cause untold suffering by breaking teeth, hurting his gums or his tongue, scratching his throat with your big hands and tweezers. Please save yourself and your cat by taking him to the vet. Some cats salivate in excess. Now that's a sign that something is not quite right. His fur might have been matted around his mouth area when he's been drooling too much. Infections can happen in his lip folds through something being caught in that area of his mouth. He might even have an allergy. Cats have nervous complaints just as we do. His neck and spine control the movements of his mouth and his tongue. He might now not be able to swallow properly because of a crook in his neck. He most certainly can't remove food that might be stuck in a place between his lips and his throat, or deeper down, and this can all lead to neurological disease. Yes, cats have the same problems that we humans suffer if we're not careful with ourselves as well. All of this can cause bad breath in a cat. Cats' mouths will attract the disease as easily as you can stub your toe, because they lick things. They lick themselves clean. They lick their entire bodies where they can reach. You've watched a cat clean himself. Do you not think that sometimes something he licks might get caught in his mouth, his throat, or even be swallowed and cause him untold grief further into his tubing that might be causing him pain because it's slowly rotting away somewhere inside his body, and he's notifying the world of this discomfort by coming up with bad breath. Anywhere within he might have a tumour, an ulcer, an abscess. Areas that can be affected are tooth roots, nasal cavities, anywhere within his mouth, even his eyes. Whatever is causing bad breath, and you're noticing the bad breath, and it's not just due to what he just ate, he needs to be taken to the vet to be checked out immediately. Kidneys and liver might be the cause. Diabetes might be the cause. Something growing like a cancer in his stomach and intestines. Whatever the cause, there is a bad smell. And bad smells spell out bacteria. And bacteria is usually of the kind that is bad. The earlier he is diagnosed, the better for his health and for your own peace of mind. Now, cats cost money, not just in food, but in their care as well. They need to be loved and cared for just as you would another member of the family. I would recommend when you first make the decision to bring a cat home to share your home, that you get medical insurance that covers your cat. It's not a should I, but an I must decision. That way you are prepared financially when things go wrong with your darling pet. And things will and do go wrong when you least expect it. Be warned. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.